Your name?
Rocky Anderson.
What brings you to Occupy DC?
Well, I've been here a couple of times. I was here October 6th through the 9th at Freedom Plaza when that got kicked off. And I'm thrilled to be here right now. I'm in Washington, D.C., actually, for the announcement of the formation of the Justice Party, a new party that we've started. It's going to be a major political party, and I think the conditions are absolutely ripe in this country. People across the board want to see change. They want to see not only change in terms of the parties and the people in office, they want to see a change in the system.
As the former mayor of Salt Lake City, as a Democrat, what made you leave the Democratic Party?
Well, Democratic Party is as much of the problem as the Republican Party now. President Obama, when he was running in the last election, took more money from Wall Street than any other person running for president, history of this country, and it shows. It was a really great investment for them. He's surrounded by Goldman Sachs alumni, these people that go through that revolving door, they'll go back to Wall Street and make millions and millions more money. And not one person has been prosecuted for the massive financial fraud that has brought this country to its economic knees and much of the rest of the world. People are getting away with this with impunity, and it's got to stop. When you see the impacts on people, pension plans, all anybody has to do is look at what's happened with their pensions, with their 401k plans. We've all been hurt so badly, except for that little narrow privileged class that's getting away with it, and they're still benefiting, they're still paying out these enormous bonuses, and it's because they got taxpayer bailouts when the rest of us are having a hard time paying mortgages, so many people being thrown out of their homes, so many young people with these massive college loan debts, and so many other people not even being able to afford to go to college anymore. So we've got to stop this enormous class differential. It's the greatest economic disparity in this country since the 1920s. We are in a new gilded age, and it's got to stop. And it's not only got to stop on the economic level, it's got to stop in terms of our two-tiered system of justice, where we have this narrow class of rich and powerful people who also are not held according to the law. They're not accountable, whether for war crimes, whether for this massive economic fraud that's taken place, the telecom companies that were involved in the illegal surveillance on American citizens. Congress gets together after these three telecom companies put $12 million into lobbyists, and Congress grants them by legislation retroactive immunity. The rest of us don't get that any more than the rest of us like the war criminals. President Obama says, as soon as he comes into office, well, we're going to look forward, not backwards, and let them off the hook. Try stealing a loaf of bread and telling that to the judge and the jury.
Rocky Anderson, I think I first learned of you about issues of global warming and the talks in South Africa right now. The U.S. has been one of the main impediments towards an agreement being reached. It hasn't received a lot of coverage, but your thoughts on that?
President Obama promised us action on climate change. It is the greatest problem facing our planet. We know that. The consequences for later generations are going to be enormous. And we don't get to wait until those consequences are being felt. We've got to take action now. And we are seeing consequences now, of course. And it's picking up steam rapidly. We're seeing consequences all over the world. Rising oceans, melting glaciers. We're seeing impacts on water supplies all across the globe with consequences that are just the tip of the iceberg, metaphorically speaking, of course. But we've had such a vacuum of leadership from the United States, whose leadership is absolutely crucial if we're going to see a solution to this global problem. And we know that neither the Democratic Party nor the Republican Party are ever going to step up and assume that leadership role. And it's because we have such a corrupt system that the fossil fuel industry has its way with the Congress and with the White House. So it's just like, why don't we have universal health care like the entire rest of the industrialized world because of the impact in Congress and in the White House of the insurance and medical industry. So the fossil fuel industry, they have their way. We're going to see President Obama, after, if he's reelected, we're going to see him approve that Keystone Pipeline across our country. I don't think there's any doubt of it. It's exactly how he's conducted himself these last 3 years, and we're going to just see the situation get worse rather than better. We need leadership that will stand up for the public interest, and we need leadership that will help bring about an entirely different system, getting the corrupting influence of corporate and other concentrated wealth out of our government.
Do you think your message will resonate with Democrats?
I think Democrats are going to understand they've been betrayed. The public as an entirety has been betrayed. Republicans have been betrayed. There are a lot of, my parents were lifetime Republicans. They would not have anything to do with the nuttiness in this Republican Party right now. I mean, look at people like Mitt Romney. He used to be a fairly moderate, reasonable guy. Look what he has had to do to transform himself to please those people that are going to determine whether he gets the nomination. That's what we're seeing in both of these parties. And it's, again, it's because of so much corruption in the system where our government no longer serves the interest of the people.
Do you think you'll be able to get into some of the debates? I know it's the Commission on Presidential Debates has a lockhold on the televised presidential debates. I don't know if you've paid attention to that issue.
Well, I actually just read a book, an excellent book on presidential debates called No Debate, and the title is absolutely appropriate. I learned for the first time after reading that book, the Presidential Debate Commission was formed entirely by the Republican and Democratic parties. They have a stranglehold on it. They hijacked the debates from the League of Women Voters, who used to bring on third-party candidates, who used to set the agenda, set the itinerary, choose the moderators, determine when they were going to be held. And it's so bad now that the candidates will get together, representatives of the two major party candidates. They'll write out a memorandum of understanding. They'll negotiate it out. They hand it to the Presidential Debate Commission. They salute and go out and execute for them. And if you look at the list of corporate sponsors, it's unbelievable. I mean, no wonder they don't want not even a Ross Perot, let alone a Ralph Nader or a Rocky Anderson on the stage with the major party candidates. We've got to demand as a people that the public interest be served in the debate process and no longer allow the Republican-Democratic duopoly to call all the shots. It's so bad that when President Clinton and Bob Dole were opposing each other, President Clinton was way up in the polls. Dole didn't want Perot on the stage. And President Clinton's representative said, okay, we'll give you that. We get to control everything else. And since President Clinton was 17% ahead in the polls, they said, we're only going to have two debates, we're only going to have 90-second responses, and we're going to schedule these two debates against the playoff games for the World Series so as few people as possible could watch it. George Stephanopoulos later admitted to Chris Matthews that they did that because they wanted it to be a non-event because President Clinton was so far ahead in the polls. Now, that may have served his interests, but it certainly didn't serve the public interest.
Thanks for your time. It's cold out here at Occupy DC. Any final thoughts you care to share as you head to Monday, your big announcement?
Now, I just encourage everybody, get involved in the electoral system. I know we feel that we've been betrayed, that the system is broken, but if we're ever going to change this system, we need to come out, join together, organize like every other major social progress movement in this country, where they started at the grassroots, people organized and changed this country. We can do it again. We've seen it in our nation's history. We can't bow out of the electoral process. We have to join together and do whatever we can to change this corrupt, diseased system and bring everybody on board. We shouldn't be excluding anybody. When we say we're the 99%, we need to mean it. We need to bring in mainstream Republicans that are sick to death of the craziness that's now leading that party so far astray from what it's always stood for. We need to bring Democrats who know that they've been betrayed by the Obama administration and by so many of these timid people in Congress that have forgotten what Democratic values really mean.
Thanks, Rocky Anderson.
Thanks a lot.